The first rights mentioned in the preamble to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights are freedom of speech and freedom of belief. Articles 18 and 19 cover those two ideas in more detail. Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, and everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. But in recent years, there's been some conflict between the two, freedom of religion and freedom of expression. Witness the Danish cartoons portraying Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. Jane Little is the world's religion editor. And Jane, remind us briefly what ignited Muslim anger over those cartoons.
Well, this was back in September 2005, and this Danish publication published 12 cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Now, it did this explicitly to provoke debate over criticizing Islam and self-censorship. So it did it knowing that it was likely to cause a problem. However, it did spiral out of control. We had riots, embassy burnings and flag burnings, and it caused more than 100 deaths in the end. Muslim groups saying that this was blasphemy against the religion.
And what does the UN Declaration of Human Rights actually say about defaming a religion? And does defamation on its own really impact someone's freedom of worship?
Well, actually, the UN Declaration is about individual rights. So everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, has the freedom to change his religion, has the freedom to gather in a peaceful assembly and association. So there's nothing explicitly about defaming a religion. Individual states will have laws occasionally about blaspheming, but there's nothing explicitly about that. It's about individual rights. So there's a constant negotiation goes on over what is deemed to be religious freedom and what is deemed to be freedom of expression and where the two clash and which trumps which. I mean, very recently this week, we've seen the graves of Muslim war veterans desecrated in France. And most would argue that's not freedom of expression. It's a criminal violation and a manifestation of Islamophobia. But it's constantly going on. And look at California, the Proposition 8 issue over gay marriage. Here's a negotiation going on over homosexuality, which pits traditional religious groups, Mormons, Roman Catholics, evangelicals, against civil rights groups, homosexual groups, and more liberal religious groups. Now, those who were against gay marriage were not saying we're against homosexuality, it's wrong, even though many do believe that. It was very much framed in terms of defending their religious rights. So it became an issue of one's rights against another's rights.
Two questions here for you, Jane. I mean, Article 18 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights gives individuals the freedom to change their religion. Now, that clearly clashes with Islam, right, which specifically prohibits Muslims renouncing their faith. So what are the details there, and how come the people who wrote the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948 failed to take that precept of Islam into account?
Well, some would argue this was a very Western document. It was part of a post-Enlightenment, post-World War II mentality that it was very much written within a Western cultural framework.
I guess the question that you raised earlier, you know, when does the freedom of religion trump freedom of speech and vice versa, still is kind of hanging out there. Is it simply a case-by-case basis?
Yeah, and it's of course they're overlapping. It's a very complicated area because often religious groups will say their freedom of expression as religious groups is being undermined, that they're the victims. I mean, try being a Christian in Saudi Arabia. There are theocracies like Saudi Arabia, like Iran, where religious minorities are persecuted, where they're not allowed to worship in public. You also have secular dictatorships, secular regimes, which persecute religious minorities. And it's very difficult in China to be a Tibetan monk. It's very difficult to be a member of the underground church. It's difficult to be a religious dissident in Egypt. So it's a very complicated area, and many religious groups would say that they are very much in favor of freedom of expression and that it's their rights that are being affected.
Jane Little, the world's religion editor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.